Author's Notes. Dear reader, thank you so much for reading War Girl Ursula. While writing Unwavering, Book 3 in the Love and Resistance in World War II Germany trilogy, I read through the many letters my grandmother sent during her time in prison. She mentioned twice a prison guard whom the prisoners called Blonde Angel. She didn't say much, just something along the lines of, "The Blonde Angel allowed me an extra 15 minutes of visit time," or, "The Blonde Angel said women aren't executed anymore." But those two sentences intrigued me enough to start wondering what kind of person the Blonde Angel might have been and why she became a prison guard of all professions. I have no idea about her real name, but I created Ursula Hermann as an homage to the real-life person who brought a modicum of comfort to the lives of my grandmother and the other inmates. Apart from the reference to her nickname, the person of Ursula Hermann is entirely fictional. Pfarrer Bernau, the priest, whom you may remember from Unwavering as well, was modeled after the Catholic priest Buchholz and his Protestant colleague Pulchau, who both worked in Plötzensee and belonged to the resistance. During an air raid on the night of September 3, 1943, a large portion of the prison was destroyed. In the ensuing chaos, four prisoners who'd been sentenced to death managed to escape. I took this real event as inspiration for Ursula and Tom's story. You can read more about the role of the Plötzensee prison in the Nazi terror here. http://www.gedenkstätte-plötzensee.de/07_e.html. Since so many readers have asked, yes, there will be a continuation of Ursula and Tom's love story. Initially, I had planned this series to have three books, one about each of the sisters. But as it often happens to me while writing, I had more ideas about stories that wanted to be told. So, without giving you spoilers, both Ursula and Tom will make appearances in later books of the series, but only after the war has ended. The two of them can meet again and will get their own book. It's called Together at Last, and if you want to skip ahead in the series just to see how it all ends, not only for Ursula and Tom, but for all characters in the series, including Lotta, Anna, Richard, their mother, and Aunt Lydia, you can order it here, Together at Last, Book 10. Chapter 1, Berlin, January 1943. Ursula Clausen looked through misty eyes at the steel helmet beside her. A tear slid down her cheeks as she listened to the marriage registrar ask, "Do you, Ursula Clausen, take Andreas Hermann to be your lawfully wedded husband?" "Yes," she answered, struggling to keep her voice steady. She tucked an imaginary strand of her shoulder-length blonde hair behind her ear and reached her hand out, sliding her fingertips over the hard and cold steel. She wouldn't receive an answer from the helmet, and her fiancé was far away on the Eastern Front, unable to obtain leave for his own wedding. It made her so sad. She imagined her beloved Andreas sitting next to a veil instead of his bride at that very moment. Her chest constricted. When two people in love married, they should be together. The marriage registrar at the Standesamt continued with the formalities, reading the groom's agreement to marry her before asking the two witnesses to sign the marriage certificate. Ursula put the golden wedding band on her finger and lapsed into her thoughts. This should have been the happiest day in her life, but the war had ruined everything. It had yanked Andreas from her side and thrust him into the trenches, leaving her to worry about him every second. She sighed and glanced around the small office at the guests present. Her soon-to-be mother-in-law, an elderly cousin, her mother, solemn as a nun, and her two sisters, Anna and Lotta, who both smiled as brightly as they could muster. The smiles vanished when they looked in unison at Ursula, and as one, they looked away. A prick of anger stabbed through Ursula. It wasn't that she had lost faith in the Führer or the war effort. Quite the contrary. The Führer had assured the German populace that the defeat at Stalingrad was only a temporary setback, and Ursula believed him. No, she clung to his words with every fiber of her being.